Yo. How is everybody doing today? Hope everybody's having a blessed day and enjoying this
beautiful. I am tired. Something that I don't understand because I've been sleeping for 2 months. Can someone explain that to me?
Bueno, shorty, mira, all I can say to you is levántate. Acorda café.
Is that a song? I don't know if that's a song.
No, but yeah, that's crazy though. Shorty said I've been sleeping for 2 months and I'm still tired.
I'm literally like, I feel like all I do these days, and I apologize if y'all hear like my fan in the background or whatever. I feel like all I do these days is like wake up at 1, send some emails, apply to some jobs, and then I go back to sleep at 6. So it's like, I don't understand why I'm tired.
Carla, it's because you need some vitamin D. You got to go outside. You got to get that sunlight. Your body needs the good stuff. You need the...
No, I went out today and I was like, I need to go back home. Like, no. I can't even be around people. Like, it's just weird.
So they said, no, you got to enjoy that good weather. It was a beautiful day out today. I know there was mad beautiful people out there.
Why you sound like Mother Nature's like marketing team?
I hope you and all those other people that were out stayed 6 feet from each other, because fam,
I stayed in my car.
Yeah, exactly. Enjoying nature while also social distancing. Perfect combination. You cooling. You chill. You watching from the window. Feel me? You cooling it.
But yeah, let's not talk about Corona, because like she pisses me off. So I hope you guys are doing great as well. It is May of 2020, so I didn't think we'd be here.
This is not how
I visualized it when New Year's happened, but, you know, like, hopefully, like, we're staying safe, we're staying sound, we're caring for those that, there's people out there losing their families and their house, so, like, finding a way to, like, support each other, and getting creative, right?
I hope that, yeah, getting creative is a big part of, like, you know, just self, I feel like self-exploration, really. You know, there's a lot of things that you'll, like, discover just through being creative, which is fire shit. Whether it's, like, you painting, maybe you like to write, maybe it's poetry. Shit, yo, maybe you started dancing around to create more.
Yo, not gonna lie, I haven't worked out this week, but last week... I started working out by dancing because I'd have Drake in my ears. I'll have random shit. Like, I'll have Marc Anthony and then Drake and then The Weeknd and then like fucking Bad Bunny and like dancing around the house.
Bad Bunny, babe. That is the best workout, bro. You grab the broom and you clean and you work out at the same time. Fwa. You hate your little salsa step, little merengue step, on the wet.
I was dancing around my room, but like I was going at it. I was picturing myself, I was like, if J-Lo is here.
Carla's in the club.
You wanna dance good, so like you make J-Lo proud, you know?
Woo! Shadi says you make J-Lo proud. So Carla was hitting her best moves.
You already know. I was like, whatever I know about salsa, I was trying to hit that.
Shadi was working her hips, hitting her two-step with the spin. Foom, foom. Ba, 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 ba.
Joshua, who are we?
We are, what the fuck, Latin.
X.
There you go. Bam.
So welcome to What the Fuck Latin X. This is the podcast where Josh and Carla, aka me and him, do Latinos from different places, sit down and we talk about our culture and our history. What does it mean? How did we grow up? How is our generation different from other generations? How our parents' beliefs versus our beliefs. And it's just interesting to see, like, we don't talk about we've started talking more about history because I feel like it's
an important part of our culture. And
It's crazy how I'll find myself feeling some type of way some days, and then I'm like, yo, why do I feel like this? Or why do I have to struggle with this? Or, like, why is this a thing that is in my life? Or, like, why are families so united? And it always goes down to our history and where we come from and, like, the foundation that has been established for us to succeed. They're very different from other cultures, right? Like, Irish, Italian. We all have, like, some similarities, but then there's these foundations that are what makes us who we are. So we just sit down here and we talk about the things that we wish we would have been taught, but no one tells us, so...
Honestly, I feel like a lot of the conversations we have are conversations I wish I would be able to have with my mother. Asking certain questions and just, you know, either coming.
It's hard because the way that our parents were raised is like, just work hard and don't talk about it. Depression doesn't exist. Feelings don't exist. And
mental illness is a myth. Anxiety is also a myth.
Like, the only okay, so se quita by working, which is not true. And because of those beliefs, it has impacted our generation.
I feel like it has. I feel like their concept of work is physical. It has to be physical labor. And yeah. I feel like people forget that you are able to, if you sit down and think hard enough, you'll be able to monetize your thoughts and your ideas.
You know what pisses me off? Yo, I went to college. Hi. I graduated. Hi. I'm getting a master's for no reason. Hi. I wish someone would have told me at 18, you could start a business now if you wanted to. Dude. Like, we started this podcast, but, like, nothing really holds you back but, like, the lack of information. Like, there's so many things that I know now that I'm like, bro, back then that I had the energy, I would have been doing the most.
Yo, that is a fucking fact. You know what I've also realized? I feel like growing up, I never had those conversations. Yeah. But yeah, I wish I would have had conversations like that growing up. Just, you know, just knowing that, like, hey, there are other avenues in which you can, like, you know, other things that you can pursue that will give you money besides a job.
It's hard, too, because I feel like financially, like, when our parents were growing up, success was definitely corporate. And corporate was, like, more financially, like, able, like, more stable, I guess.
No, well, yeah, I feel like it gave off that sense of financial security.
Yeah, I feel like that doesn't exist anymore, especially with quarantine. Like, just because you have a job doesn't mean shit.
I'm a real strong believer in that you can create your own sense of financial security, and there are so many different things that you can do that can give you a six-figure income without you having to, like, physically maltratarte tu cuerpo, you feel me, type shit.
Yeah, it has to do a lot with technology, though.
Yes, it is a lot of tech, and it is a lot of entertainment-based, and, you know, certain avenues are more like learning a certain skill and applying it, like, you know.
Yeah.
This is where I plug in, like, yo,
this is me, so
if you want to trade currency.
What's up?
My money, baby.
Yo, what's the topic for today?
Yo, y'all ready for this? We got another one. It's another spooky.
Okay. Let me do a drum roll.
Ready? We got what the fuck? Cold cases?
Why you sound so confused?
Nah, because I don't know if I like that name yet.
Cold cases? I like it. What the fuck?
I run that back then. Drum roll. Okay.
And
we got what the fuck cold cases.
Why are you so dramatic? I can't. You were a novelero in another life.
I was a what?
Novelero, like actor. Oh,
for sure. I was in a couple novelas. I am a fucking clown, bro. I love emphasizing certain things on purpose just to clown.
Yeah. Well, speaking of cold cases, this was one that we've been holding ever since, what was the episode? What the fuck, experiments?
Yeah, what the fuck experiments? We've had this shit.
Experiments or something like that. That same day that we were doing research for that, we start finding a lot of, like, overlapping information about our cultures and, like, where we come from. And it's just really interesting to see the stuff that I feel like it's like really faint in my memory, and suddenly I was like, oh, I was like really young, but I remember like all of this shit going down.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how did I forget that this was even a thing, even though it was like, what, over 20 years ago? Exactly. Yo, 20 years ago, actually.
It's hard to believe that this is that case specifically happened so long ago, but it's still like somehow
we don't have any more information than when it happened. So just kind of to start us off, the case that I will be talking about today is going to be the missing case of Rolandito, or if this document wants to actually appear, of Rolandito or Rolando Salas Jusino. That's his full name.
Yo la bendiga.
And this is a little boy slash teenage boy that, he kind of looks like Adriel.
Stop. Lord. Yo, what if Adriel's Rolandito?
You never know with these things. So he is a missing boy that he disappeared literally in 1999. Let me rephrase that. He didn't disappear. They call it a disappearance, but if he was technically kidnapped.
I feel like basically a kidnapped.
Like, you don't just disappear out of thin air. Like, someone must have kidnapped him. And he was kidnapped in front of his house. And so it's a really strange case that still to this day has not been solved.
Yo, that shit is so scary to me. Like, yo, that little kid was having fun.
And then, foom. And nobody knows anything. Nobody saw anything. There's a couple of suspects, but there's not enough evidence for anything. So it's just, like, it's very frustrating. And if I was those parents, like, I'd be going crazy. Out of my mind.
No diga nada. It's like, yo, one day you go to work, you leave your son chilling, and then the next day, you're gone. Just like.
And the thing is that
I don't speak too much about it because I feel like we're gonna end up giving away the whole case.
Basically, yeah.
So my case is it's like
no, because I'm gonna go through my case and then you're gonna go through yours.
Okay.
Okay. So first off, who is Rolandito and what happened with the investigation? Just to name some of the sources for this case. I am quoting El Nuevo Día newspaper from Puerto Rico, charlieproject.org, which is a nonprofit that searches for missing cases, and NBCnews.com in reference to some news about Bad Bunny that I'll talk about later.
Bad Bunny.
So it's been years since... he was seen for the last time, and authorities still have no idea what happened with him.
Dude, Rolandito would have been what, our age?
He was like 6 when he disappeared, but it was in 1999. Well, I'm getting there. So he'd be like 25? Yeah, he'd be around our age. Which fucks me up, because like, it's like, could have been anyone. That could have been a cousin of mine, like a brother, a classmate. Like, that could have been anyone.
You, that shit could have been me. Like,
yeah. Like, you never know. So right now I'm looking at the news page, but I'm like, why is this not opening for me? Okay. It's making me log in to fucking read the case.
To what? To New York Times?
No, not even. Okay. So in the charlieproject.org, they do have an age progression images of like what he pictures of when he was missing versus when what he would look like similarly today.
Bro,
he would be 23 in 2017.
That's crazy. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. So he's been missing since July 7 of 1999. He went missing from Toalta, Puerto Rico, and he was classified as endangered missing. He was a male, biracial, black, Hispanic, and his date of birth was 94, October 12 of 94. He went missing when he was 4 years old, which is so small.
Bro, he's so scary. Well, he's a baby.
He really is. He's a baby. He was from 3 to 4'30". He was pretty like tall, and he was 50 pounds at the moment. He had a green t-shirt and dark shorts with white sneakers. He also had a medical condition of asthma, which is also very scary to know that, like, maybe he needed his medication. And, like, kidnappers wouldn't know that.
But he was also really young, so I'm wondering, like, did he wander away, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of theories, so it's I'll get into them. And so he had black hair, brown eyes, and he spoke Spanish. His blood type was O positive, and as known of the case, his nickname was Rolandito. So he was last seen because he was playing unsupervised in a park located at Urbanización Colinas de Plata near his home in Toalta.
Can we just talk about the names of all these Puerto Rican locations?
Yeah, Colinas de Plata.
Yo, these names got me dead right now.
Hill of Silver. So he went missing around 4 and 7 p.m. and then he was never seen again. So this is kind of difficult to describe. So definitely do your Googles because I'm going to struggle to explain it. But the way that the urbanization kind of was designed is that all the houses were in, like, in a circle. And then the park was in the center. So basically, his backyard led towards the park. Like, his house backyard, like, literally 10 steps from his house was the swing. So he was, like, right there from his house.
Okay, so he was near. He was within, like... within sight of any possible
supervision. Yeah, like if his mom's standing in the backyard, she sees the whole park. She has sight of him. It's not like, I feel like it's hard to be like, oh, he was unsupervised in a park. Well, it's not like he was down the street. He was literally behind his house.
He was in the backyard, basically.
Yeah, he was in the backyard. And so he went missing around 4 to 7 p.m. Roberto Gotay Valcarcel, his stepfather, was a suspect in this case for a time due to his prison inmates. Said that they had overheard him telling people he had murdered the child and buried his body on a farm. And so this story has never been verified. Which, what do you mean it's never been verified? That's the first lead you go with.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You have his Yo, why is this man in prison in the first place?
I'll tell you right now. Well, or maybe I won't tell you right now because it's dark.
No, but I'm just saying, like already that's a red flag. It's like, all right, we have.
Oh, that's 100% of a red flag. Like, well, do the you see, and now I'm gonna.
Shit. I mean, not the stereotype PR, but if you know PR, the shit go down.
Yeah. No, so the thing is, now I'm gonna start doing speculation over data, just like letting you guys know out there. But I did watch a video on YouTube about this case that had a little more in detail about this information. And it's the reason why it's so interesting is because, yes, he had made some comments to his inmates where he was like, oh, I did it. And there was evidence that the neighbors had reported that they had seen him or a man that looked like him driving around the neighborhood around the same time that the kid went missing.
No way. What, with a little boy in the car?
Yeah. And there was also information about the fact that she had taken him to court.
To get a restraining order, right?
To get a restraining order. Thank you. I couldn't remember what the word was. So there was already bad blood between these two adults.
Yup.
And one of the theories about what the disappearance was about was, like, revenge. Like, this woman made his life live in hell, so he just kidnapped her son as a form of revenge, but that's just so fucked.
Bro, that's like the stereotypical, like, step-parent fucking story. Like, every step-parent hates their stepchild for some reason.
Which, like...
Like, yo, what the fuck, bro? Okay, nigga, you just trying to...
Absolutely. It's just so strange, and again, it's just scary. There's all these websites. National Center for Missing and Exploited Children has a whole page on Rolandito as well.
Yo, I feel like the case is really weird, bro. How is it that this young kid in this large ass neighborhood just randomly vanishes? Like,
it's fucking hard because I feel like the 90s were a different monster, where people were kind of trusting of their neighbors, especially in Puerto Rico. I feel like we all consider each other a family, and we all, like, you know, like, you don't think someone's gonna do.
No, yeah, you don't think somebody's gonna do harm to you or your
child, or like to a child. Like, you think an adult's gonna mess with an adult, but you don't think an adult's gonna like mess with a child.
Then that's when you have to realize that, like, yo, there's a lot of sick people out there mentally.
Absolutely. Okay. So going back to like the information that I was just giving. So his disappearance has been widely covered in the media in Puerto Rico ever since, like, forever. Like, I literally remember being a child. I was around, he was older than me. He was born in 94.
So he'd be 26 now.
Yeah. So he was, what, 4 years older than me or 3 years older than me?
Four?
Three.
Yeah, three years older.
So I remember being, like, 90. I was born in 97. It was 99 when he disappeared. So uh-huh. I was like three. Wait, that month doesn't make sense.
You were two.
I was two. But yeah. Maybe in the early 2000s, I remember like walking around my house and the news being on, and it's like, oh, it's been a year since this case. Like, we still have nothing about it. It was like years and years would pass. And I was like, yo, he looks like Caramel, like me. Like, he's like around my age gap.
Word.
Like, that could be me.
That shit is fright. I can't. How scary was that? Like, you growing up in the island.
It was really scary, and it got to a point where I, at the time, was like living in Guaynabo. No, I wasn't in the bougie places, but one of the first places where my mom, as a single mom, started living, it wasn't like in some apartments in Guaynabo. And I remember that we were living there, and before all of this happened, like, my mom would take me to the park to play uh-huh. with other kids and stuff like that. I didn't mention I was tired. The way that my apartment complex was basically, there was like three, you have three, como digo edificio?
Three buildings.
Three buildings, and then on the right, then you have like the park, and then the end of that street, you have like the trash bins, so like,
like that little secluded trash area type of thing?
Yeah, yeah. So my mom would take me to the park, and incluso kids would go and walk to the park by themselves all the time because it's like, it's a park. Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, exactly.
That's, and after this case happened, like, that shit was closed for months. Like, I remember the grass went up, and like, kids were not allowed to walk by themselves. And it just changed the way that parents, like, like, overprotected parents, like, just fucking lost it.
Ooh. Nah, I can only imagine, dude. Especially knowing that, like, that case hadn't been solved. So it's like, yo, if that person got away with this one kid, what's stopping them from going and trying again?
Exactly. So the unknown of this case is the scary part, because it's like, was it the stepfather for revenge? Or was it someone to sell this kid on, like, a ring? Like, a pedophile ring? Or, like, was it someone exactly. who just, like, killed him on accident? Or was it drug-related? So, actually, that's one of the theories as well, is that the disappearance was drug-related because of, like...
The father? Or the stepfather, I mean?
No, like, the biological parents. Like, they were, like... It's that maybe they were, like, they owed something to somebody. And they took the kid to, like...
They took his kid as collateral.
Yeah. Like, so, like, that was one of the theories, but that was also dismissed by police because they had never been known to be involved in drugs, and there was no best evidence whatsoever. So then, throughout the years, there's been alleged sightings of him in Dominican Republic, Spain, and the U.S., so, like, Florida and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But none of these reports have been confirmed, and the case remains unsolved it still remains unsolved. But this is where something really interesting happens, which is So for Bad Bunny's debut album Por Siempre, one of his songs is, let me make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly.
It's called Rolandito.
Like, it is Rolandito, but it's like R-L-D-T.
So he literally took like all the main
La letra, yeah. Like, he took out the vocals basically, and that's how he named the song. And so, sorry, I'm like reading the article. So everyone loves Bad Bunny, and if you don't like Bad Bunny, then like you can leave.
Hey, bro, you gotta get off this podcast right now, bro.
Like, stop listening. Just stop listening. Benito is our king. But anyways,
bro. I just bought Bad Bunny merch today, bro. I bought some crazy ass yellow Bad Bunny t-shirts that are fire.
But did you buy me one?
Not yet. I'm gonna buy you one though. I bought two.
What are you putting on face though?
Because I bought them the wrong sizes. We're going to talk about that.
I can't with you.
We're going to talk about that later. Off the screen. Off the mics.
I can't with you. But yeah, so in the song, it's R-L-N-D-T. He alludes to the disappearance of Rolando. And there's a lyric line where he says, and I don't know if they kidnap me or if I'm lost, which, interesting enough, just because of the reach that this artist has brought attention back to this cold case, and it's currently like...
Think about how scary that must have been for Bad Bunny, because Bad Bunny was Rolandito's age when Rolandito got killed.
Bro, honestly, I think Bad Bunny is from 94, right?
No, yeah, Bad Bunny's 26, so
and so he's literally from the same year. Wow, that's crazy.
He was like four, so at four, you probably cognizant enough to understand what's going on in the news.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely.
You feel me? So
he's still ingrained in the memory of most Puerto Ricans. Like, if you were alive anyway, somehow breathing in Puerto Rico, you were following this case passionately because you wanted this little boy to get back to his mom. I remember his mom crying in like movie in La Noticia, like in the news, and just being like, please, like, bring me back my son. And again, I just think it's really cool that he brought, by making this song, he brought attention back to the disappearance. And I think that in this year, mind you, I'm saying I think because I can't fucking find the article that's saying it. But whether last year or this year, they actually reopened the case and, like, they put more money and more resources towards it to be able to go over the evidence that they have and follow leads and see if they can find Rolandito, because they do have a lot of people who have been saying they have sightings of him.
But it's like,
that just makes it harder, because then it's like, was he kidnapped by, like, someone in the drug world and then sent over, like
is he a drug mule now? Was he
exactly after, like after once it becomes international, like it's almost impossible to resolve.
It gets so muddy, like, for you to really investigate things like that.
Absolutely. And
it's like this kid has probably been brainwashed already to the point where he doesn't even know himself.
Absolutely.
He probably doesn't even know he was kidnapped if he's still alive.
Yeah, I want to apologize because I know I have a lack of information for this case, but it's just like what I'm telling you is what there is. Like, all we know from this case is that Rolandito disappeared in 1999 from his house backyard. There is a couple theories which included drug lords, included the stepfather revenge, included like, was he kidnapped? There was even a theory that maybe he walked off and like had an asthma attack or a seizure, and then like maybe he fell off a barranco.
My theory is definitely that the little kid wandered off by himself.
But that's the thing, is they would have found him.
You think so? Maybe, like, maybe he wandered off and then got kidnapped.
That could be it too. But then who the fuck kidnapped him?
That's the shit though.
And then this is a 20-year-old case where they had no fingerprints, they had nothing.
The back then, the most difficult thing is that there weren't cameras.
No.
You don't even have like surveillance footage. It's all just in your mouth. And like, yeah, I saw this car drive through here.
And it's frustrating for me for the mom because she was looking at him and I think she stepped in to get something when she went back out. It's like, oh, where are you? Like, I was just looking at you.
Dude, that happened to me the other day. My niece was outside, right? And my first words to my niece are, leave the porch door open and put the camping chair next to the door. And I'm like, yo, if somebody walks towards you, yell. Bro, I go back outside. I don't see her by the camping chair anymore. I'm like, where the fuck is she? I look to the right, the little girl sitting on the stoop. I'm like, bro, my whole heart dropped.
That's fucking scary again. So story time. I have a personal like anecdote that I randomly remember from around this time, and I have no answers, but this is all I know and this is all I remember.
Oh shit. Guys, I'm hearing this for the first time with you guys.
Yeah, I forgot that this happened until I was reading this case and I was like, oh shit. Maybe there was some sort of like ring happening around this time.
Oh, wait, I think I know what story you about to tell.
Yeah. Okay, so it's late 90s, early 2000s. I don't fucking remember. I was 4 or 5.
Carla dodged the fucking bullet.
Yeah. I was around this age. Maybe I was like 6 or 7. I can't remember. I just remember I was really little. And so like I mentioned before, I lived in the building that was in the middle. So then I would have to walk down the sidewalk and then like go through the third, go by the third building, go by the park and onto the trash. And I went out to throw away the trash. So maybe I was like 7 because I was throwing away the trash and then coming back home. And my mom was making dinner. And I'm just like walking around, minding my own business, you know, the way I usually do. I threw the trash and then I'm walking back home. Literally just walking by the sidewalk, going to the building.
Yeah.
And then this girl approaches me, and she was like, oh, hi, like, my dad's calling you. And I was like, huh?
Oh, shit. Yo.
It fucks with me, though. She's like, yeah, my dad says that you have to go and talk to him. And I was like, I don't know anybody, and my mom certainly doesn't know anybody.
Shit. And Lord knows your daddy wasn't around, was he?
I'm triggered.
not like that, but like he wasn't in the area when that happened.
Oh no, yeah. Still triggered. So it's really weird. She's like, oh, my dad says he has to like talk to you, and I was like, I don't know anyone. And she didn't say a name either. And she was older than me and taller than me. So she was definitely already like 10 or 11. And I'm like, I keep walking slowly, and then she runs towards me again, and she's like, oh, he says he has to talk to you right now. Mm-hmm. And then she talks to me like that, and she's an older kid. So I'm like, I was never taught to be disrespectful.
Especially to people that are older than you.
Especially, yeah. So I'm like, I have this adult man who I don't know who it is, calling me to talk to him, but I don't know who the fuck it is. And then she said that he was in some car somehow. So then I literally turned around and remember looking at her, and I was like, I don't know nobody. And then like I was like, and she's like, oh, but he's still calling you. And I was like, oh, I don't care.
Carla's like, no, sir. No. Nigga, I don't know you. Like, I don't know your daddy. I don't care about your daddy. I don't.
And then I kept walking, but like still to this day, I'm like, yo, who the fuck was the stranger? Like, I didn't know her. She lived on the third building, and I lived on the second one. So, like, I could understand if maybe she would have seen me around because we lived in the same apartment, like, area.
But still, though, if you knew her dad, you should have knew her. Because why would you know a grown man and not know his daughter also?
And how did he know me? If he knew me, I would know him.
Exactly. He would have gave a name. He would have said something like, oh, I'm so-and-so.
So still to this day, I sometimes wonder, like, what would have happened if instead of going home, I would have, like, gone to talk to the stranger? Like, would he, like, kidnap me? Like, would it...
Bro, honestly, you would have either gotten raped, murdered, yeah, or kidnapped. That, I feel like that was not going to end well.
Nope. Nope. So I just have this vague memory of this fucking strange adult man calling for me and me not knowing who it was.
I got scared
because I didn't, like, this is the good thing about having communication with your children is, like, he didn't say that he knew my mom, but even if he did, I was like, but my mom has no male friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even if he tried to convince me that she sent him somehow, that still wasn't clicking.
Wasn't that up?
I was like, but my mom has no friends. So who the fuck are you? Like, 7-year-old me was like.
I don't know about you, but growing up, I was not allowed to, like, talk to other adults unless my mother was present.
Gotcha. That's a good one.
It was like, yo, if mommy's not there and somebody tries to talk to you, it was like, you gotta go. You gotta go find mommy to then talk to the stranger.
Well, it's hard because I feel like when I was really little, I had my tias and my cousins would pick me up from school.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, I was used to, like, if I saw my cousin down the street, I was like, oh, mommy's not coming. Like, it's my family that's picking me up. But it's still, like, that's still very different from having a stranger calling me in my own apartment building.
It's random. Who
doesn't know me or my mom and doesn't tell me why he wants to talk to me.
I think the most sickening part about that was that another child was used to try to lure you into that.
Yeah, because he didn't approach me. I still to this day don't know this person's face or name. I just know it's some adult man who sent his daughter, that I don't know if that's really his daughter or some little girl who he gave $5 to.
But think about how many other children were probably approached in that same manner.
I don't know. Yo, and you know what the scariest part, too, is? Like, I remember literally being, like, looking at her. And then usually, because the park was right there, like, next to the trash, and I was walking by it.
Yep.
There's always kids running around in skateboards and bicycles and scooters. Mm-hmm. It was, like, the era of the scooters hitting your fucking ankles. I had one.
Ooh, the scooters with the Heelys?
Yeah, so there's always, like, at least 10 kids just, like, running around on scooters. And at this exact point in time, when I was heading towards the trash, there was a kid in a bike. And when I was heading home, she stopped me. There was no other kids around.
Oh, no. So there would have been no fucking witnesses.
Yeah, they all fucking dipped. And I was like, so I'm alone here with this girl who has an adult man calling me. I don't think so.
Like, Carla's spidey senses kicked in. She's like,
it really did. If there would have been more people, maybe I would have been stupid enough to make it. But, like, I felt so vulnerable that I was like, I have to go home. I have to go home. I have to go home right now.
I'm so glad that you did not go.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, I feel like that could have ended horrible.
Right. And it's just weird. Like, I remember going home, too, and, like, being like, yo, mommy, so, like, some strange adult man was calling me. And my mom, like, fucking cracked her neck. She was like, who the fuck was calling you? And then I was like, I don't know, because I don't have a name or a face.
Yo, knowing your mom, she must have got hot.
She walked out the house. She started just walking around the neighborhood to be like, who the fuck was calling me? But, like, no one, like, there was no, like, I didn't know who it was.
That's crazy. Did you ever see that little girl again?
No. I never saw, and I lived there since I was, like, literally born, almost. I lived there from when I was, like, 3 till I was 12.
So I take it you got to know a lot of people, or, like, you saw a lot of familiar faces, right?
Absolutely. Like, I knew a lot of people there. Because, like, you just, like, in the morning I left for school or whatever.
Oh, so you would see all the kids that went to school with you?
Yeah.
And that little girl never, like, you never saw her again? Like, you never noticed her? No?
I feel like it made sense to me that she lived on the third building, but I don't remember ever seeing her again.
That's so weird. Did you have any friends in the third building?
No. No. So that's another thing too, is like my mom didn't let me like hang out with other people from where we lived. Like, I have friends in school. I have friends like I think we had my mom's best friend was like a neighbor from down the same hallway. Uh-huh. At the end of the hallway, we had a neighbor and that was her best friend. So her son was my friend and we would play like GameCube back in the day. He had a GameCube, so he would bring it over to my house, and while mommy and her were gossiping and drinking and whatever, then we were playing GameCube and like Mario Bros and whatever.
Yeah, that's a vibe. That's
but
a
it's vibe. Like if my mom didn't know a kid's parents, I wasn't allowed to hang out with them. And even then, sometimes like
it was still like I don't know.
Yeah,
his mom is cool, but he's a little shit. So
no. If the parents were like creepy, like I wasn't allowed. I wasn't allowed to have sleepovers till I was like 15, and only because my mom, it was my best friend from like childhood. Like, I went to school with her since kindergarten. So, like, I'd grown up with her all my life. So, my mom was like, yeah, I guess I know their parents for, like, fucking 10-plus years. I guess I'll allow you to, like,
I guess that's okay, but you better call me before you go to sleep.
Yo, she was like, you gotta call me when you wake up. You gotta call me when you take a shower. You gotta call me when you go to sleep. You gotta call me. And I was like, mommy, like, I'm 15. I know what I'm doing.
Yo, the parents must have been like, yo, I'm running up the phone bill. Hold up.
I had minutes back in the day. I had one of those Nokia phones.
Oh, you had a phone? Oh, so you were straight. You were set up.
Yeah. I had a phone, but it was a minute phone. So I was like, mommy, you're wasting my minutes. Yes, I'm fine. Thinking I was the shit.
You got 15 minutes. That means you better make these 30-second calls.
Yo, memories. But yeah, so... to make the story long short, Bad Bunny is opening up. Bad Bunny bringing light to this issue is making the investigation like start up again, which I think is cool. So we may or may not be hearing more about this case. I'll keep an eye out if there's any changes. And that's my case.
I feel like it's beautiful that somebody like Bad Bunny
can use.
Can use his platform for like.
Yeah.
Okay. But seriously, think about how many artists, right, within that genre and within his age bracket, have done any social,
any just song this type of shit.
Yeah, nobody. It's like, and it's beautiful that somebody like him can like open up that case and hopefully maybe you know bring closure.
To I that fucking mother. Love him. I want to be best friends with him and his girlfriend. I'm like, let's all like have a dance party.
Shorty trying to get Carla trying to get in on the.
I'm trying to get lit with them. They're so fun.
Carla, tell, bro. I'm Bad Bunny.
I missed his Instagram live, so I'm waiting for him to come into the house party app, so I can like twerk from my bedroom.
Shorty said she goes for Bad Bunny. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Carla is you are something else, you know that?
Thank you very much.
You're special.
So tell me, what's your case about?
So all right, so I know it's called What the Fuck Cold Cases, and yours is definitely a cold case. Mine, I wouldn't say they're cold cases.
So Joshua misinterpreted the homework?
Slightly, okay. But not really. Because it's
not... Déjame right. Esperar la ventana de mi cuarto que the aliens are going to come and get me aliens and then we're going to have a problem.
They're going to beam you up and then you're going to be gone. Carla's going to get kidnapped by aliens live on the podcast.
No, we should have an aliens episode. I don't think we've talked about that yet, have we?
Bro.
Yo, go and follow us and comment on something or DM us on our Instagram or Twitter. Want us to do more cold cases or if you want an alien episode.
I know y'all want the alien episode.
I don't know about that. I need you guys to like let me know because I'm insecure, so I need extra support, you know? That's a lie, but like I still want the attention.
He's a clown. So, all right. So, my case.
Yes.
My case is about.
What is your case about?
My case is about the 10 plus tourists that died in the Dominican Republic.
What year is that from?
This is last year, 2019.
Oh, shit. I don't think I've heard of that. Like, what? I know some weird shit was happening, but, like, so was in Puerto Rico and everywhere else. Like, there's been tourist issues, so I didn't really look into it.
Bro, so this case hit funny for me because in Lawrence, I don't think I heard anybody talk about it. But since I work in New Hampshire, I had all the white people that I work with. They kept making these really bad jokes about, oh, you can't go to DR anymore. Like, oh, two tourists just died. And then another two tourists died. And another two.
Yeah, Nancy, why don't you fucking go next?
Bro, when the count hit like six, yo, people at my job were like, yo, Josh, what's happening in DR, bro? I'm like, nigga, I don't know. I'm not the fucking representative for the Dominican Republic. What you want me to tell you? Them boys is dying. Me dice uno, like, yo, no le de pa allá, que tú no sabes. And then they started thinking, like, huh, is it all white people that are dying? Because it's all tourists. Like, is it a Dominican serial killer that's, like, lurking and hunting for, like, specifically white tourists or tourists in general?
Yes, Nancy. Fucking go.
Yes.
I want Nancy. I want fucking Margaret. What's another name? Karen.
Yo, damn, did I find... Hold up. You know what's funny? I don't know if I found names for some of the people that, like, died. I don't think they gave those out.
Yeah, especially, like, is it still under investigation or no?
Yo, I think it is still under... Because, you know what? It wasn't all clear and concise.
Yeah, so if it's still under investigation, I don't think they might put all the names out. But that just makes sense to me.
Like, all right, so when I was looking...
I need a bottle of wine, bro.
A bottle of wine. So, all right.
I need a Corona beer and a bottle of wine. Like, a bag of wine. A box of wine. Because I'm cheap ass.
Beesh. All right. So, can I tell you? Can I tell you about the case? Can I tell you about the case?
I don't know. Can you?
All right. So when I was reading, the shit it felt kind of spooky. Because I guess it was, like, the same thing for all these, like, people. Where these visitors would go, they'd go on vacation, they were good before they went to vacation, they'd have their little checkups, blah, blah, blah. And for some reason, either shortly after or before, like, mm-hmm. before them leaving back home or after they got home, motherfuckers are just randomly getting sick.
Huh.
Like, and it was always, like, the same symptoms, like abdominal pain, nausea. People were starting to sweat and just breaking out into crazy fevers.
So, like, coronavirus.
But the thing is, it was weird because, like, when they start investigating, they start saying that a lot of the guests were smelling, like, this weird chemical smell coming from the
Does it smell like what is it? Does it smell like almonds?
They never gave, like, they don't call they. The article I read, it just called it a chemical smell.
That's interesting. I know I listen to a lot of cold case podcasts.
Uh-huh.
But I never found, like, obviously other podcasts don't really talk about Latin cases. And, like, those are actually really hard to find, which is really weird because I grew up with so many of them. Like,
for some reason, I feel like a lot of the best cases are cases from, like, South America, like Salvador.
Oh, yeah. They have a couple. But, like, Puerto Rico has a lot of weird shit, too, that you will never hear other podcasts talking about it, which is obviously why we're talking about it. Like, to my mind right now, I'm thinking of, like, two or three that were happening when I left around 2015. And, like, children disappearances, and there's no evidence of anyone ever doing anything.
It's spooky. We have to dive deeper into those just to, you know.
But that's not where I was going with that. Where I was going with that was when I listen to the cold, like, other podcasts that talk about cases, there's this specific poison that only certain people with certain genetic
are affected
by. That poison will smell like almonds.
Huh.
So when they're doing the investigation, some investigators will be like, hmm, it smells like almonds. And then it turns out it was like some rat poison.
Oh,
that
shit.
People can use for like killing people.
What?
It's fucking crazy. But like only like a small percentage like of like population who has that gen can smell it.
So I take it that the investigators that can smell that shit, them boys def getting a raise.
You oh, bitch.
Get claro que no. You better give me a raise, bro. If I can smell almonds, it's a wrap, bro. I'm getting a
raise. No, like, that's why I asked, but, like, continue. Sorry for interrupting.
No. That's actually pretty interesting. But in this case, I guess there was also a weird pattern of, like, mini bar liquor consumption, right? So I guess a lot of these guests would drink like little drinks from the mini bar, and then shortly after drinking those drinks, ellos dije que se enfermaban.
Really?
And I guess this had been going on in a couple other places, not in VR, but they were starting to notice that certain casinos were getting they were getting like fake liquor. They were getting counterfeit liquor that was infused with menthol.
Oh.
And
I don't know why, but this is not where I thought this was going.
Well, this is just one aspect of it. I guess the menthol that was being used is like a synthetic one that was usually used in antifreeze.
Okay.
And I guess it was known that people were using that to sell liquor. And one of the theories was that maybe the liquor from that mini bar or from a lot of the mini bars might have been like contaminated, and maybe mistakenly fake liquor was purchased, or maybe purposely just to cut costs.
Because it costs less, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay,
so
that's interesting.
So when they start investigating, they start taking like samples from the mini bars, and I guess all the like hotel chains in like Punta Cana. In La Romana.
What did you just call it?
Punta Cana. Punta Cana.
I heard you say Punta Cana. I'm like, oh, shit. She's going to go down.
So all those, estos resorts, like, I guess, ellos tuvieron que quitar, like, their mini bars just because they just didn't know. Like, yo, is it the liquor? There's, like, a little connection. You see it. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Hold on. My bad. I got a little distracted.
Oh, no, not at all. Yo, okay, like, while you find that, I'm dying for Marshalls to open up.
Listen here, Carla. Listen here. Cool it, shorty.
My Hispanic ass wants to go to Marshalls and buy a purse, even though I don't need one.
I'm just going to stay quiet.
My Hispanic ass wants to buy new bed sheets, you know, like, I don't have a job, but like, I totally need to go shopping for whatever reason.
All right, but nah, so when I was looking into my article too, there was two cases, right?
Okay.
It was a husband and a wife, and they both end up dying of like respiratory issues.
Okay. It's interesting that's respiratory. So I'm like, okay.
COVID. No. So one of the main side effects of drinking this fake alcohol that's infused with this menthol is that it leads to like a pulmonary edema. And all that shit means is that there's fluid that builds up in your lungs and causes like respiratory distress.
Okay.
So they had the couple, what are their names? You have Dave's? Yeah, okay, so. Yo, this dude's name is really Dave.
Stop being a bully.
I'm sorry. So apparently, they had reported when they got home, right, that they were feeling funny, they were feeling sick, and I guess they told the doctors that, yo, the last thing I remember drinking was liquor from this hotel, from this mini bar. And I guess 5 days after that, they just ended up passing away.
Just like that?
Just like that, randomly.
Imagine that you fucking take... It sucks because the art is so fucking beautiful. I haven't gone there yet, but like I have to go visit family. And like it's so beautiful And like, if there's something that they're good, that like they're known for, is like their tourism and like how well they treat
Tourists. Yeah, the resorts.
So it's just fucked that it's like one person. This could just be work of one person is ruining like tourist attraction for everyone.
Oh, it's ruining it. It's possibly ruining people. It's definitely ruining people's livelihood. Like, I'm pretty sure there's people from poor areas that work at these resorts to be able to send their family money. You know, yeah. They're probably living off of these tips. And
there's a couple dads that have like 3 and 4 families. You know, a couple kids.
All right, and then. The other case, there's another case that they talk about that was kind of weird, where this one's actually kind of weird. So these people, same situation, right? Where they're in their room, mm-hmm. and they describe a crazy chemical smell that's in their room.
Okay.
It's como que parece a pintura. It almost smells like paint, like something industrial.
Like paint.
And I guess immediately after, like, they're in the room, a little, like, oil paint, like something, you know, like that chemical smell. Same thing again.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yo, these people had the worst symptoms ever, bro. They had stomach pain, right? And they had blood in their in their stool. They were sweating. They were drooling. They had watery eyes. They were dizzy. And I think this couple was from Denver, Colorado.
Okay. Shout out to Colorado.
Right. And I guess when they get back home, they go to the same thing. They go to the doctors and the doctors are like, yo, it seems like you guys were exposed to like a chemical that's usually in like pesticides.
Oh.
So when the couple's like thinking and como te digo, like just trying to figure out what was going on. They're like, yo, we do remember a maintenance person that was always spraying the palm trees for some reason.
Okay.
And I think the wife says, because she started to think, she's like, yo, what if somebody purposely sprayed one of our AC unit? Because obviously DR is wicked hot. There's
air conditioners everywhere.
AC's everywhere. So they're thinking, these maintenance people were constantly out there taking care of these plants. And they always saw a few of them with bug sprayers. So they're thinking, like, what if either A, the fumes from the bug sprayers were sucked in by the ACs, or B, did somebody purposely aim the bug sprayer at the AC and, like, charged it up with chemical?
Okay. You got me intrigued. I'm ready to, like... No, you know I'm not patient. Let's go.
This is the shit. Nobody knows who the fuck it was. There's like a lot of speculation as to what it could have been, but it's like, yo, like, is this all just a coincidence, or is it just like,
or was it on purpose?
A lot of the deaths seem to be like people are being exposed to poison. And it almost sounds like they're poisoning these people on purpose. And that couple wasn't the only couple that felt the same way. And a lot of people were still reporting, like, yo, like, there's weird smells in some of these hotels. There's weird, strong chemical smells in these hotels.
So what do you think it was? Speculating time.
I don't know, because when I keep looking at all the information that I'm getting, is like, yo, like, they're all dying of respiratory disease. There's people, older people that were dying of like organ failure. There was like one case where the dude dies of a heart attack, and it's bugged out that the tourism minister, Javier Garcia, I think was his name, mm-hmm. they categorized five of the deaths as the quote unquote natural causes.
Interesting.
But it's all skeptical as fuck. Because it's like, yo, how is it that all these people are dying of like respiratory failure? They're dying because they're drinking something at your hotel, and it's like, maybe it might be like poisoned with something, or, you know, me, I personally think there's like a serial killer.
Interesting.
Maybe that's what I want to believe. I want to believe that, that
you want to make it interesting.
I want to believe that there's some asshole out there at these fucking resorts, and he's plotting out and picking out people to purposely poison. Because it's like, think about it. Any hotel worker, right, can easily go into your mini bar and switch out your good liquor with fake poisoned liquor.
It's fucked because I also have a different theory as well. So, and this has come with Corona, right?
Uh-huh.
So I feel like when Corona started, and I know this has nothing to do, like, you'll get my explanation. When Corona started, one of the last places to get Corona was, like, Africa and, like, Latin America.
Yeah.
And I know that there's people that were doing a lot of studies about, like, our immune systems.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Sorry.
About the differences in the immune system, like the way that I grew up in PR, I grew up fucking falling off of coconut trees and like eating sand and dirt all the time, and like I would rarely get sick in PR. Like for me to get sick, like I'd get sick for 5 days that I couldn't, and then like I wouldn't get sick for years.
And that makes sense though, cause like when you're roaming around in the dirt and you're roaming around like in just in weird places, your body, your immune system is. It's becoming familiarized with certain bacteria.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was, like, not even just a bacteria, but maybe there was some sort of chemical that people were, that, like, native people were just immune to, and that tourists would come across with and, like, not be able to handle it.
Tú sabes que that's, I like
that theory. You're saying a lot of them is respiratory, so it just feels like they smelled something that, like, some sort of chemical that was already in the air. And natives are like, can't feel nothing.
Because it is, it's definitely, it is weird that it's like American people. So it makes me think like maybe you're right. Like maybe it is something that like.
We eat different here, and the air that we breathe is different here.
But it's weird because I have an aunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever she comes back home, right? Ella mm-hmm. siempre, I guess the air here makes her feel sick. But whenever she goes to DR, the air there helps her. Like, she can breathe better. She has no allergies. Ella, like, she's like a whole different woman, bro. Her diabetes is under control. Her fucking blood pressure is good.
Yo, I be seeing some chicks. They go to fucking DR and they lose weight from eating better.
I had like a friend.
Less processed meats and stuff like that.
But in theory, you would think that the air in those places would be cleaner, right? Wouldn't it be more pure?
For the people who grow up there, maybe.
Nah. Think about it. It's an island, bro. It's all fresh air, fresh water. Like,
it's not all fresh, let me tell you. Like, I remember when growing up, we had a lot of issues with the rivers that were contaminated when I was growing up. Because people throw trash on the rivers and then get, like, stunk up. And then there was, like, weird chemicals there. So I just, like, it can come from anywhere, you know?
You got me thinking, though. Like, it could be anything. It could be. Because they say natural causes, and I guess your body not being able to handle, like, a certain air pollution or even water pollution, that could definitely make somebody sick.
Yeah, that's my theory.
I like your theory, but I'm definitely, I don't know, bro, I'm leaning towards, like,
there's serial killer kind.
There's the resort serial killer, and he slowed down for now because the coronavirus. Watch, once this shit
pops out. You don't know if the corona wiped him out or her out.
You know what? They might be dead. You might be right.
You don't know these days. You don't know.
To me, it sounds like the perfect disguise, yo. Disguise yourself as a maintenance man or a worker at a fucking resort. You're able to watch people. You're able to, like, scope out people's routines. You have access to all the rooms.
But you don't have people staying for long periods of time.
You don't, but so
you can't study their routine like that. You know, like, you don't get.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Well, I feel like within the first 2 days, I know if you're like go to the pool early in the morning or not. Trust, yo.
I don't care about other people's lives. That's the thing about the Caribbean is like you're in the Caribbean. Who the fuck cares?
Well, that's the shit though. If you're a fucking serial killer, it's like, and you're on your weird shit. Yo, that's what you're thinking about. You want your weird shit over here plotting on murder.
I like, want Joshua to be my detective.
Yo, son.
Yo, there was some weird shit. Next case.
Yo, next case. Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know which one of you niggas it was, but y'all was on some weird shit. Y'all killed him. I know y'all did. I can't prove it, though.
But y'all did it.
Y'all definitely did that shit.
I can't with you. I cannot with you.
That was mine. There's obviously a series. There's more people that died, but they only give information about a couple couples. Like, just like, I think it's like two
couple of the couples. Literally. Oh, and were they all couples?
For the most part, it was definitely couples.
Interesting.
I
can see the serial killers tend to go for like I'm thinking of, who am I thinking? There's one that has like design of like a circle with a cross in the middle. The Zodiac killer would like target couples.
Huh, that's a little crazy. You know what's also, you know what was also interesting, like some interesting stat, is that 2.7 million Americans visit the Dominican Republic each year. So, I don't know. I was thinking, and when you do the math, like, yo, those 11 people that died, maybe it was a coincidence that they just all so happened to die within the same year after visiting, like, the DR.
The DR.
You know?
After the DR.
The Republica? Maybe.
Maybe. We'll never know, I guess, until we get more information. But, yeah.
I dug and dug and dug, and they always keep talking about the same couple people. And it says that the FBI is the gay...
got involved.
Yeah. And in one of the articles, the FBI, apparently, they ruled out the menthol poisoning from the alcohol for some of the deaths.
So, like, it's funny because it's like, oh, they ruled out this, but we still got no answers, so...
And then I hate how they just kind of brush it all under the fucking rug with natural causes.
That's what they do, though. When you got no responses...
It's like, was it natural causes? Or do we not have chemicals that can, like, make it look like you died of natural causes?
We have a lot of different types of poisons, but...
That's what I'm saying. So it's just like...
It's too complicated. It's too complex because
there's too many.
Doesn't make sense without a purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, maybe it was a coincidence, but also like, damn, that's too much of a coincidence.
I feel that. But yeah, we're at the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please make sure to take care of yourselves out there. I know there's some people getting sick because it's just the time of the year of allergies and like getting a cold, and then with coronavirus everything's panicking. I've been having migraines this whole week, so make sure to eat 3 times a day, wake up and do something that makes you happy, and stay safe and healthy out there.
Yo, definitely. All my people, lock them doors. Try to go outside, get as much
fresh air. Oh, yeah. Lock your doors. Lock your windows.
No, don't lock your doors. Open your windows. Go outside. Breathe in some fresh air. Okay? Because you need the fresh air. You know, release all that energy that you have. Go for
it. Why do I feel like you're telling me this? I'm going to look the other way.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. But, yo, toda mi gente, salgan para afuera. Dale pa fuera, you know, get yourself, get a good jog in, stay
healthy. But, like, stay away from people. Don't forget to follow us at Instagram and Twitter at LatinX. Wait. WTF LatinX.
Yes, sir.
Instagram and Twitter. And if you have any stories that you want us to look at or anecdotes that you want us to read, feel free to email them at WTFLatinX@gmail.com. Hello.
Yo. I'm trying to think. I got stuck. Yo, I've never gotten stuck at the end. I always say something stupid.
You really do. That's why I'm staring at you.
DK. But nah, no, seriously. No, bye. Seriously. Yo, whoa. You just can't cut me off.
Take it forever, my bro. Like,
yo, take care of my people.
Bye.
Deuces.